Welcome to episode 43 of Talking Prisoner. We are very honored to have this guest on our show today. She's an amazing guest and a very special guest. She was in 32 episodes of Prisoner and also appeared in radio and film. She's been in popular shows such as City Homicide, Matlock Police, The Young Doctors, Carson's Law, Return to Eden, A Country Practice, Big Sky, Don't Blame the Koalas, All Saints, Home and Away, Spirited, and Packed to the Rafters. We're, of course, talking to Wendy Playfair, who played Minnie Donovan on Prisoner. Welcome to Talking Prisoner, Wendy. And good morning, Ken.
Well, thank you very much for the welcome. I feel a little bit nervous because I haven't worked for quite some time. Am I allowed to say my real age?
Of course.
Because I've lied about my age all my life. I even lied about it being in prison. And I might as well admit it, I'm 95.
Wow.
And I think I don't look too bad.
Fantastic.
You look absolutely beautiful, Wendy. You wouldn't even say 95, not at all.
I actually was never beautiful. I was just a pretty girl.
Now, thank you for coming on today. We feel very honoured and privileged to have you on. There are so many fans that still love you to this day on Prisoner and still
talk about you. They're still alive? They're still alive? Did I tell you my real age?
Yes, you did.
Yes. All right, Ken.
Can you tell us a little bit about your childhood and can you share any memories from that time?
I adored my childhood and Mum was very good and played draughts with me and she always pretended she was bad. I believed her at first, but in the end I said, you just let me win, don't you? And she said, never did I let. I said, you did, Mama, no. But I was, ask me what you want to know about me.
Yeah,
what do you want to know?
Well, just any special memories from your childhood that stand out to you, if you can still remember?
Why were you at home? Why were you at home a lot? You had.
I used to get asthma as a little girl. And they told me that I couldn't die of asthma. And I only found a little while ago that I could have died. But I'm glad they didn't tell me because asthma really is very frightening. You make a noise like, sounds a bit like a baby. And you ask me questions and I'll,
yes,
not always tell the truth, but, but I'm not a liar on the whole.
No, that's okay. What were you like at school? Do you have any memories of when you were at school?
Well, I loved it, and I loved the ones that liked me, so I was very, very good and answered all the questions, and often I didn't really know them, but I liked the attention of them talking to me. And so I would just put my hand up and I'd say the right answer, but I don't think it really was. No, she'd say, not quite right, so-and-so. And a lot of them were a bit cleverer than I was, but they weren't really, you know, because I knew when I was lying, even to the teacher. But I did love the ones that laughed at me, and I thought that was absolutely terrific. I always wanted to be an actress, and all my dolls could talk. And I also always liked chocolate, but with asthma, you're not allowed to get fat. But I can remember my real grandmother, Mummy's mum, I adored Gran because she took meat and my cousins or anybody else she could find to the theatre. And when the audience laughed, she even took somebody took me to the Tivoli, which was a very rude place, very rude. And the audience would laugh, and I used to go, and somebody told me off about it. And Dad said, no, Mum said, you didn't know that, did you? I said, oh, no, but everybody laughed, so I did too. But I have to tell you, I love being an actress. And yes, I was a bit conceited. And I only admit that now because you know how old I am now.
You're 45.
You're a liar. You know I'm 95. But I don't care being old now. I can play any age I liked when I was young. I could sound old. I could sound like a Chinaman, or I could do English beautifully, because a lot of the English are very conceited and they put on the voices themselves. And if you want me to do any special voices, I don't do, I can't do Donald Duck. But I like Donald Duck. And they made a doll of Donald Duck. I nearly forgot his name then. And I loved him. And I bought a doll, which was a Donald Duck, and I loved it. And I am really a little bit nervous talking to you, but you've been out a lot. You've got a few, a little bit grey under your eyes. Have you been staying up too late?
Who, me or Ken?
Yeah.
Hey, yes, I was up late actually. It was bright light. When did you know you wanted to be an actress? But what do you remember when that moment was?
Yes, I think I knew. And I told Daddy, and he said, well, I'll send you to, you can go and do some acting classes. And I said, okay, Daddy, I'd like that. But I was a bit of a show-off, and that's true, because I mean, I'm not joking about that. I really was. And I loved doing the characters because... And I knew I was a good actor, and that's very conceited. But, you know, to be an actress, you have to tell a few lies sometimes. And I wasn't stupid. I knew a few of the things that were said to me. I knew what they were really saying. And I'd just pretend I didn't, because I know I was brought up to be a lady, but I didn't always have to be a lady. Sometimes I could do can you do a Cockney? And I was told by my teacher, never say you can't do something, always say you can. So I always said, yes, oh yes, I can do that. And I could actually, because acting isn't hard at all. All you've got to do, and this is true, you've just got to believe what you're saying and what you're playing. And I'm saying that now. I knew I wasn't, I didn't think I was as funny. I used to show off it at school. And when you play fair, stop talking, will you, and go to the back of the room, and you probably feel like saying that to me now, do you? Don't say it, though, because I won't admit it. I always admit, but the boys were a bit nasty, some of the actors, because they asked me things that I didn't want to answer, and I would say, I don't know what you're talking about. No, you do, really. You're just putting on an act, are you? And that annoyed me, and I give them a bit of a go, but you're not allowed to say swear words. I know all the swear words. You also know my real age. I don't even mind saying it, but I never told it in the studio. Yeah. And I was fairly keen, but not really keen on him. He was adorable. And I noticed that he never, his wife started to come and see me.
This was the director, wasn't it?
He was the director in radio. And radio paid good money in those days. Now it doesn't, because very people do watch pictures and things. I adore the pictures. And my grandmother took me to the theatre from when I was a little girl. When the public laughed, I laughed too, because I thought, oh, this is funny. I used to do it. Am I getting a bit loud?
No,
let's have another question.
Yeah, hit off, Ken.
Yes, I see some very nice flowers behind you there. Did you like gardening when you were, when you were younger?
Only when I was very young, but I liked to get a spade and put a bit of water running so that it would go along. And
wasn't actually a hobby, though, was it?
What?
It wasn't a hobby.
Wasn't a hobby? No. Mum did it as a hobby, but she said she did it to calm her nerves, because they used to go to a lot of parties when I was young, and they did come home a bit drunk. It was just after the war, and so they wanted to... am I too loud?
No.
How about another question?
Okay. Yeah. What's your favourite food? What do you like to eat?
I adore chocolate.
Chocolate, me too.
Don't send me any. I'm trying not to get fat. I'm in a nursing home, as of course you know that. Yeah. But I'm quite happy here, and I love all the girls. There's only one that tells lies, and I like her best. And she really does. She makes up answers. Okay. And I say to her, did you do some... whatever I ask her, and she always gave you an answer. And then if you told her off, she'd go, I'm not talking to going out. And I loved copying it to the other girls. I'm in a nursing home now.
Now, Wendy, you started your amazing career in radio, and you worked
yes.
for CBC and won a Macquarie Award. How did you get into radio? How did that start with the radio play?
I adored radio because you didn't have to act. You just had to be yourself. In fact, a good actress never acts, inverted. You've only got to think that you are that person, and I'm not mad yet. Miranda's giving, now don't give me.
So did you prefer the radio plays or acting? What did you prefer more?
I think I liked radio in the end.
Yeah.
Because if you make a mistake on the stage, it's pretty hard, because they have to go and whisper too loudly the line. On if you make it on TV or radio, they just say cut and you stop. And the boys were liars. Who made the mistake? And it wasn't me. They used to make mistakes and say, Wendy. Yes, it was Wendy, wasn't it? And he had a mate, and he said, oh, yes, it was Wendy. She made the mistake. And afterwards, I said to them, I know all those words, naturally. Mummy described them to me. My mum answered, I called her Mummy, and then I changed it to Mum when I grew up. and I adored radio, and I did love the stage because it paid, and I had an agent. My first agent cheated me, and I knew she, and I left her, and she was a cheat, but I wasn't game to tell her that. I just said I made up something, so that was a lie. And I loved TV because all the actors were so funny.
Yeah.
In radio, they were terrible. Yeah. They used to try and make me laugh when it was serious. And I found that very hard because I'm a real actress. Yeah. And a real actress believes what they're saying, even though we're reading lines that have been written by somebody else. And I really, that's how I did my acting. Some, they're acting shows, but if you're in Hollywood, which I didn't want to go, I did want to, and then I didn't want to because I really do love Australia best. Want to ask me some things?
Yeah, Ken's going to ask you about Prisoner now.
Yes, yeah. Let's talk about Prisoner. You appeared in 32 episodes in Series 5 in 1983 from Episode 405 to Episode 437.
That was 405. I loved it. When I went down, I was so frightened because they all adored the first one, and I didn't think she was much of an actress. She played it so seriously, and I didn't think that the part I played, she was, I think, a real crook. I can't remember. But I didn't tell lies. I just was the person they asked me to be. I didn't find auditions difficult. You find my speaking hard? Can you answer?
Yes, we
you
can.
Find it hard?
No.
You mean I'm not speaking clearly enough?
No, you're speaking very clearly.
Am I speaking clearly enough? Is that an old actor?
Who's
an actor? The actors, was that man I saw, you're young. Was that man very old that you showed me? Was he an actor?
If he was.
Ken was a cameraman on Prisoner.
Yes.
Oh, I loved you boys. You used to laugh at me as I played it in Prisoner. What was my name?
Minnie Donovan.
Minnie Donovan. And I thought it was a funny part, and the director that I first had wanted it serious, and they changed the director because you're not allowed to say disgusting words, and I think they were frightened. I knew I couldn't. They said to me, you can't say anything vulgar, you can't swear, and I said, well, that's not very natural, is it? I can do both. And the boys, they used to laugh. And did I work with you?
Yes. Yes, we worked together in
and
the
what
studio.
What was your name?
Ken Mulholland.
Say again?
Ken Mulholland.
But I know your name. We've both got old, haven't we?
Yes.
That is unavoidable, you know. That's what I'm in a nursing home now. You, are you?
No, well, sort of. I'm in a place called the Lifestyle Village. So it's
Well, I'm in an ordinary old age, and in Prisoner, I was a prisoner. So I was a show-off prisoner. And the boys who were the, you know, how they have people fixing the lights and the microphone, and they used to say, like move off or stand up. And I loved it. I liked it better than stage because you've got a live audience, and with television, they're just looking at you at home, and some of them are dying, but you don't know they are, and you're not allowed to say rude words. They told me that. And I said, okay, you sure? Yes. So I did.
That's true.
Yes. And what was, were you a cameraman?
Yes, I was.
And did I love you?
Well, I'm not sure about that, but we liked each other.
Now, Wendy, did you have to audition for Prisoner? Do you remember the audition, or you just got the part?
Yes, yeah. I did. And I made her, she spoke in a rather posh sort of voice, and I didn't. I spoke in quite a sort of voice that wasn't quite mine, and like, how you going, mate? And they loved that. And so I loved it too, because I was being somebody that I wasn't. I wasn't, naturally I was annoyed with my children. There's a child here, but she's growing up naturally, and she's not a grandmother, I'm a great-grandmother.
Oh, wow.
And I love, they're adorable. One of them calls me Vait Van. He can't quite get the lower register. But we had a lot of fun. I changed the character because I didn't know really that I was changing it. And they said, one of the directors said, oh, no, she's not quite right. And I said, well, give me another go. So then I made her a bit rude. And people love a rude old person. They're not in real life, but they love them on the screen. And I love being rude. You couldn't say any of the, and I won't say it now because you're going to show this to real people.
Yes, this is going to go out to the world. The world's going to see this because you are still adored by so many Prisoner fans across the world, the UK, Canada, America, Australia, everywhere, even Greece.
Oh, that's a lovely compliment, and I do love compliments. But my voice isn't quite as good as it was, but I could speak in a much better voice, but I just realised I gave Minnie the voice I've got now, and I might as well. The public isn't seeing this, are they? Because I am 96, and I think my brain's pretty good.
Oh, amazing.
Do you think I'm a bit mad?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
I'm the mad one.
And were you one of the directors, or were you an actor?
No, I wasn't on Prisoner. I've just put these interviews together for the cast and crew to see what they're up to now.
I loved the crew. They were so nice, and they were so kind. And was this other man that I spoke to a moment ago, was he in Prisoner?
I was as a cameraman.
Yeah.
I wasn't an actor.
You were all nice to me, weren't you?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. You and you, I loved all of you, the camera boys, and you laughed at me as
only when you were funny.
Wendy, how many grandchildren do you have?
About 32.
32?
No, that's a lie.
Okay. I think
I've got...
She's got seven.
I've got seven. Wow. No, I've got more.
You've got seven grandchildren.
I've got seven. That's my daughter. I've got 7 grandchildren, and they have had
7 great grandchildren.
Wow.
7 great grandchildren, and I taught the little tiny one to call me great, great grand, and she called me great grand, and I thought that was lovely. They even liked me as an old lady. Have to make me look old in prison because I was old, wasn't I? My auntie says, no, I wasn't, she said. I thought I was, actually. I'm old now. Do you know who you are? Yeah, I'm old now and I don't care.
Yeah, we all get old. We're all getting old. Now, do you have a grandson called Kip Williams? No.
You bet I do. And
you do. So,
picture of him. He's head of the Sydney Theatre Company.
Yes.
And I've got, Miranda had 4 boys and I had 2 kids, James and Miranda, who are sitting here. She's my only audience, but are many people going to watch this?
Yeah, there'll be a lot of people across the world, but it was interesting.
You were a cameraman, but all you cameramen were so nice. I could see you laughing, you know, and that really did me good because I didn't make Minnie. I knew Minnie was a bit mad, actually. So I sort of thought of her as old. What was your name? I loved all the boys. Did you change the scenery?
No, I just pointed a camera.
You were the cleverest, and you'd say to me, move a little to your right, Wendy. And I knew my right hand and my left hand because I always wore my watch, and that's how I knew when you said move a little to the left. I had my watch and I'd just look at it, and I knew to move to the left of screen was the same as my watch, but it's really the other way around, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
We used to laugh a lot. The first Minnie, she played it straight, but it couldn't be straight in it because it was very funny. It was beautifully written and it was really funny.
Yeah.
You know? Did you think it was funny? You used to laugh at me.
Yes. There were parts that were funny and that's why we laughed.
Minnie was a funny.
You were putting it on. I think I thought you were really laughing. Oh, you. And you weren't in Prisoner.
No, I was only a little boy. I was like 5 years old when Prisoner came out.
Yes.
But he used to.
I tell my real age now. My second agent said, don't ever tell your name. Your real age? I said, what age will I say? She said, say you're the age of the character. And when I was doing an audition for Prisoner, I did tell a lie and I didn't admit it. I said, yes, I am. I don't know what I was, but I said I was younger than 50, but I did look 50. And I did say it. I did say I was 50. I think that was right. And he was a cameraman and they used to laugh at me. And I didn't say to myself, well, you got to be funny in this. I just played it as it was written.
Yeah.
Because it was funny to me. And it was sometimes. Even the actors, we'd all laugh. They say, cut, because that means they stop the cameras and they're annoyed with you because it makes them, it gives them overtime. I didn't do it just for overtime. He's laughing. He's right. I'm better at questions.
Do you remember, Wendy, working with Sheila Florence at all, who played Lizzie Birdsworth on Prisoner?
Sheila, the old lady?
That's right.
Yes, I do remember her, and she didn't really like me very much, did she?
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm quite sure that she would have liked you.
Yeah.
Well, all you camera boys liked me, and you used to laugh, didn't you? But not out loud.
Only with you. We only laughed with you, never at you.
No, that's exactly right. And did you cover your mouth so I couldn't hear it?
Well, we were behind the camera, so we could get away with it.
You cameraman?
Yes.
Oh, I'm very impressed. Well, it's a bit harder than being an actress. I was always an actress, even when I was a little girl, and I never admitted if something hurt me because I didn't want them to know I'd been hurt. So I would pretend I didn't get hurt. But I suppose I did tell a few lies. Do you know everybody tells lies? I told them all that. They weren't actors. The prisoners, some of them were just people that weren't actors. And I enjoyed it, but I didn't like having to learn all those lines.
There's a lot of lines.
You've got to get them right because they yell out, cut! And when they say cut, you've got to do it again. That's true. Were you a cameraman?
Yes.
No, I asked you that.
Do you miss acting, Wendy? Do you miss
what?
Do you miss the acting? Do you miss it?
I loved making the prisoners laugh, and they did laugh, and it didn't matter because she was meant. I thought
the question was, do you miss acting? Do you miss acting?
Well, I used to be terribly nervous before they said, we're cutting, this is a cut. Yeah. And I used to, my heart used to start going boom, boom, boom. And you couldn't hear it, of course, because I didn't have a microphone on my heart. I had it behind my ear. And that was a bit annoying, which you don't have on the stage. You have to look over to the wings. But I did play her just how I thought she would be.
Yeah.
And they all loved her then, and I knew they loved me. They weren't actors. They sometimes were, because they had to sometimes do clapping, and they said to me, don't clap, Wendy, but it's hard if you hear a voice saying, and they have nowadays. I loved radio. I really liked it better than stage because you could always hear the man calling out the words you forgot, because we did 4 episodes a week of, and then George Edwards didn't even, that wasn't his real name. He took a famous producer's name and called himself. And his wife used to keep him on the spot, being okay. And actually, I'm not odd now. I'm not mad, I mean. I'm really not, am I, Miranda?
No.
You did Back to the Rafters when you were 85.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. Wow. I did Back to the Rafters at 85, and I worked till I was 85, and I didn't feel old because, you know, you can be, I'll tell you how to be an actor. You have to really believe that you're not Wendy Playfair. I was. Was I married then?
Oh, yes, Mum, you were. Yes.
What was it like being unpacked to the rafters? Did you enjoy that?
Oh, yes. I enjoyed that.
The best, you can cut all of this, but the her last major film was Accidents Happen with Gina Davis. And that's often shown on Channel 10 now. And
do you remember doing
that? Accidents Happening?
Accidents Happening? That was a radio.
No, it was a film that with Gina Davis, who was the little boy. And you had a big bowling ball.
Yes, of course.
And you had to go up to National Park and you were filming till 2 o'clock in the morning.
I do remember that definitely.
And that was for Gina Davis.
I didn't have to act or anything. I could just be myself. And I make the girls laugh here, but sometimes they're getting old too. And they're not quite as old as I am. I'm older than most of the people here because I'm not mad, you know. Do you think I am?
No, but I'm curious to know what it was like to work with Gina Davis, though. Do you remember that?
I remember the name.
Yeah.
What did I work with in her?
Accidents happen. And you were Mrs. Pravinsky. And you had a big bowling ball and a little boy. And
yes, I remember making that. Was it a film?
Yeah,
I remember that. And it was a dear little boy. And he had a terrible mother who'd say, "You've got to get it." She was saying the words that it was putting us all off because she was going to the little boy, poor little kid. Couldn't get it because some people make their little children do things.
Yeah.
My mother, I had to tell, they didn't even listen to my openings of some of my shows. But I did go on stage when I finished doing, there was a very rude old lady who and I think she had to be really rude, and she was really rude. And I think I told her off once, not on the show. Well, it might have been on the show.
What did you think about going to live in Melbourne for all that time? To leave Dad and...
I did, and I didn't like Melbourne a bit.
Melbourne.
Well, I liked the city, because it's a very, but it wasn't as modern a city as Sydney, and you had to be more proper, and they were stuck up. They were Melbourne. You're not from Melbourne, are you?
We're both in Melbourne. But we're not stuck up. We're not stuck up.
No, you're not. My mother said, don't ever tell somebody they're stuck up with you. That's not nice. You've got to be polite and not rude. Well, Minnie was rude. I could see the rudeness in her, but I loved playing it because I could be so rude and I enjoyed it and it wasn't real. But it was to me as I was playing it because a real actor doesn't have to act.
Yeah.
You just be the person. And that's how I worked.
Did you find it really hard work? I mean, they worked you pretty hard, didn't they? Learning all the lines.
Oh, I did have to learn my lines. Yeah. And I wasn't really a quick person reading lines, but in Prisoner, we worked every day. And I thought, I can't do this. But all the boys who did effects and lights and everything, they loved me.
Yeah.
And I loved them. And they gave me a party when I finished.
Oh,
and I thought that was the sweetest thing.
Can you tell us about Maggie Kirkpatrick? Do you remember working with Maggie Kirkpatrick, who played Joan Ferguson?
She used... he was, you remember she had to strangle me? And I did it so well that she stopped. I'm going, she had the cut, he called cut. And
she, you were too convincing.
Stop, Maggie. Why did you stop? What was her real name? Maggie
Kirkpatrick.
I loved her. She was really the sweetest girl. And she thought I really was choking, but I wasn't. She was choking me, wasn't she? Yeah. Yes, she was. She said Wendy was really choking. And then they told me, why'd you stop, Maggie? Because I thought she was really choking. I loved that and I laughed. I said, I'm so, no, I wasn't, darling. I was acting. And somebody else played a trick on me.
What was the trick they played on you?
You put real dog's poo in the lavatory. And so I had to go over to the lavatory and I looked at, there's this dog poo. And I did, I laughed so much. And Maggie wondered why I laughed. I was not meant to laugh. They tricked me. Was it you?
No, it wasn't me. It must have been one of the props guys.
My God, you laughed, didn't you? When the girls.
Yes. I was a lot younger then.
Yeah, but she had a nice, so was I. So was I. And it didn't matter even my age because I looked older and I was older. That little girl that came in it with me, she wasn't an actress. She was.
The girl that came in with you, I watched your first episode of Prisoner just a few nights ago, and that was Maxine Clibbing-Gatis, who played Bobby Mitchell. She had the long blonde hair, and you came.
That's right.
The set into
now
the-
she was a bit. Did she play Minnie? No,
you played Minnie. She played Bobby Mitchell.
That's right.
Yeah, great scene with you and her.
She was a bit jealous of me, wasn't she?
In the show, yeah.
Was. And I thought she really was. She played it so well.
Yes.
But I loved playing prisoner.
And do you know what's something amazing about your character is that you got to play prisoner is known for the top dogs, the boss of the prison. Now, Minnie got to be top in a few episodes.
That's right.
Yes.
And they do it because I'm used to. Did I boss them?
On the show, as a character, yes. Yeah.
Minnie. And I didn't in real life.
No.
And they were the Melbourne girls were always jealous of the Sydney actresses on radio. On TV,
yep.
And they were all jealous of us and they didn't want us to succeed, and that's true. So I could do whatever I liked. Was I rude to them in the show? I never was rude to the director because, or was I?
No. Never rude. No.
Was he good looking? I think I told him he was
might
very
have been
good.
Kendall Flanagan.
What?
Kendall Flanagan.
Did I have to call him Mr. Flanagan?
No, you would have called him Kendall.
But I remember the name Kendall. He was very nice to me. And he would say, "No, don't move there because you're out of shot." And the director would then say, "Yes, sir. Yes, sorry."
You love Sydney. What do you love about Sydney compared to Melbourne?
Well, I was glad we had to learn 4 episodes before we even started the week. And we would do 4 different shows like episode, I don't remember the episode, but I used to forget that I just was the person. I really thought about being the person when I acted her, and the girls used to laugh, and I thought, oh, Melbourne, they're never nice and they're never as good as us.
Why do you like Sydney better than Melbourne?
I did. Did I tell them I liked Sydney better? Well, I stopped being frightened once people laughed because I didn't really think I was really... I think I usually played goody goodies, but I knew how to be one, and I couldn't go back to TV, but I loved it even better than Skage because you had to get the lines right, and a couple of them would whisper them to me, and they'd off camera, and if I looked at the cameraman, and that other guy that I spoke to a moment ago, was he a cameraman?
Yes.
I know him. I love the cameraman because, what was his name again?
Ken.
But Mummy, also you did really in your early career want to go to England. But then you met Dad, and you decided, well, you wanted to stay in Australia, didn't you?
I didn't go on TV.
Theatre.
What did I do?
In the theatre. You gave up the theatre.
I gave up theatre because that's every night. So I gave that up, and you boys all gave me a party. The Melbourne actors were jealous of me because I was so good.
But you were also part of the start of television. First television shows that were recorded, they were mainly religious ones, weren't they?
Yes, definitely. And I forget things now, but once I start talking to you, you're more like an audience.
Wendy, can I tell you something? I forget what I did yesterday, and I'm 44. So,
are you 44?
I'm 44, yeah. But I forget everything. So don't worry.
Well, am I allowed to say my real age? I've already told you I'm 95, and I still like young men if they're nice. And you must have been nice to me, were you? And made me feel good. Some of the girls were very jealous when I came up from Sydney because they hated the Sydney ones because they were all jealous of the Sydney actors because we were better than them. And I knew I was better than them. So when I started, I was very nervous, and because we did 4 a week. That is too much, isn't it?
That's a lot of work.
Yes, and you had to know it's a lot of words. And that was the only thing worrying me. And I loved the character because I think I enjoyed very much all you. That other guy was on camera and he was nice, never rude. He'd just say, oh, Wendy, will you don't put your head there because then you're right off screen.
Yeah. Ken's an absolute gentleman.
That's true.
Before we wrap up, we're going to let you go. But before we do, is there anything you'd like to say to the fans that still watch you today on Prisoner?
You're joking.
Probably about 8 years ago, you were still getting fan mail from the UK.
Yes, I was. Wow. But they were all from men. The girls never wrote to me, only the boys. And I really made myself look really old. And the makeup girl said, no, they don't want much makeup on you. I said, but I always put lipstick on, always. And that other guy knew me. Give me a look at him again. Is he there?
Yeah, we're still
here. Is he here with you?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I am.
Give me a look at him, and I'd like to say a few words to him. You liked me, didn't you? You were kind to me, and you could see I didn't know the word, you could whisper it, whisper very quietly so that they couldn't hear. And they couldn't hear you, could they? I'd just move over near and you could whisper it to me. And I was never rude to you, was I?
No, never.
What would you like to say to the fans out there, Mum, that are going to be watching this? What would you
How
like to say to them?
Possibly watch it.
Oh, it's like a TV show.
Yeah, it'll
it's
be
like
all
a
over
TV. They turn on a channel. Yeah. It's like watching TV. It's like a documentary, and they will turn it on. So people will see this. Mom.
Documentaries usually when people are dead. I promise you, I'm not dead yet.
So what would you say to your fans? What would you say?
I would say, I love you all. I love you all. You and that dear man.
And everyone out in the world, all the fans that watch Prisoner.
Well, a lot of the fans would be dead. And really, I don't mind telling you my real age because I don't work now. I'm 94 or
five.
Six.
Five.
95. And I ended up loving the Prisoner, and they would fly me home once a month, and I think they gave me, the crew gave me a little party
yeah,
at one of their houses, and they did serve alcohol, and I had a glass, and I think that might have been the first time I was drunk, but I don't know that that's true. You can't be drunk and work in theatre, though. You've got to be sober. And John Mellion used to some. Did you know the name John Mellion?
Yes.
Yes, you did. And John was sometimes drunk on camera, wasn't he? And on occasion.
Because Mum did the only Disney movie that they did in Australia called Ride a Wild Pony. So that was down in Albury, Wodonga, in the early 70s. It was in the early 70s. So that was every Australian actor, actress
Think I had my, you by the time I did.
James and I came down to be on set with you.
James and Miranda came down. And then I got nervous because having to watch in front of your kids, I got nervous. But they laughed, didn't you?
Well, you told the crew that your kids were coming and they thought that was lovely, that's great, you know, someone who was eight and six and the 20-year-old and the 18-year-old rocked up. So your age kind of went a little. The kids have arrived and they're drinking alcohol, and I'll have you saying you're laughing. Anyway, bit of fun.
I didn't put on that. I every character I ever play, I can only act if I in my brain think I'm that person, and I was told it didn't mean I was mad, because I said to my nurse, nurse, you never saw it, did she?
No, darling, she didn't.
No, she didn't. because I loved her very much. She said, "Stop your nonsense." She was a Scot, and she said, "Nobody can do a Scottish accent." I said, "Well, you're from Scotland. Do one for me, and I'll copy you." She'd say, "Stop your nonsense." And I said, "Say it again, Nursey." And she said, "Stop your nonsense, Wendy." And I love doing accents, and I have loved this interview because all actors, some of them say, "Oh no, I don't like being interviewed at all." I said, "Well, I do." But I'm not acting now. This is really me, and I'm 95.
Okay.
And lady, how old was I in Prisoner?
About 50-something. Well, we don't know, really. Because you lied to me and James about your age. When we found out, we were crying.
They
and we
cried. Said,
and then, oh, you didn't know how old your mum. You didn't know how old your mum was when you were.
No, kid. For well, we were a bit younger, but we looked at a license and we went and she and we started crying. We were younger, but I don't
they
know,
were the little kids.
And mum go and so we're sitting at the dining room table and we went. We found out your age and we started crying. And she said, "You're real age." And she said, "You're crying because I lied to you." We went, "No, because you're so old."
Yes, that's exactly what they said. But I loved them and I did miss them because we did all the episodes. I had to live in Melbourne and they'd fly me home for one day a weekend. They were mingy. They had to pay my fare because I did belong to Actors Equity. And when I gave up, I didn't belong anymore. But I adored it. It was so lovely being somebody else and not yourself. It gave you a little bit of a holiday from old Wendy here. So I understand 95, and 95, and I know I look it, and...
No, you don't.
No, not at all. You look very young.
I do not.
You do.
But I do love compliments.
No, you do. And before we go, can I just say a couple of words? Now, I'm a fan myself, and that's why I started this YouTube channel. So I want to thank you on behalf of myself as a fan and all the other fans across the world for bringing us Minnie Donovan, for your amazing career. You're a brilliant actress. You're a beautiful soul. You're a beautiful lady. You remind me of one of those classic Hollywood actresses from the 40s and 50s, you know, the Betty Davis era. You're amazing. So I feel very honoured that I've been able to speak to you today and get to know about your life. I really appreciate you coming on and thank you.
And can I say to you and the other chap, thank you very much for having me. And I've enjoyed it. Oh, I really have. I always enjoyed acting all my life, but I'm not a liar. Because I was only acting in those shows.
Yes.
But I really felt them. And one of the men in radio, who was particularly nice, it finished, radio went off, Grace Gibson sold out, and Grace Gibson's shows sold all over the world, didn't they?
Yeah, well, I still listen to radio plays now. They still play them on the radio.
And what, how?
Which ones?
Oh, there's on 3AW at night, late at night at like 12 o'clock, they play some old...
Am I in it? Dr. Paul?
Yeah, I'm sure they play them every night and there's just so many episodes and I'm sure...
At night?
At night, late at night, yeah.
And have you seen me on that? I haven't seen me, have I?
These are the radio series.
Radio plays, yeah.
Radio plays. That's what Matt's talking about. They're still playing them on the radio.
But they're the Lux Radio.
Yeah.
Lux Radio?
On 3AW.
The Lux Radio Theatre.
Yeah.
And I did win a prize for Lux Radio, didn't I?
The Macquarie Award.
In the Macquarie Award.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I rehearsed how I'd appear because I was so nervous. And I always got nervous. And they'd say, this is a take. And everybody, some actors didn't get nervous, but I did. And I have enjoyed very much talking to you and
Ken. Thank you.
Ken.
Who?
Ken? That's Ken. Ken. He was the cameraman.
I loved the cameraman. He always laughed at me. Did he tell you that I was funny? I changed the whole character.
Yes.
Mum, they're trying to wind it up now.
Yeah, so wind me up now.
It's an absolute honour, Wendy. It really has. Thank you for coming on. And the fans will really love this and to watch you. And
they must be pretty old, are they?
No, there's younger fans and, yeah.
Matt's a fan, Mummy. Matt is one of your fans.
I'm a fan.
Were you a fan?
He's a fan.
He was so nice to me.
This is Matt. Matt is a fan.
Yeah.
This is on the Zanga.
Do you know when I was eight or nine?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of you. I'm only a fan. Yeah.
You're good looking.
Oh, That is the best compliment I've had in my whole entire life, to be called good looking from Wendy Clayton.
She only has good looking fans.
I really do think you're good looking.
Oh, thank
and
you.
I'm not a liar. And no, somebody said to me, your line in all those, and I said, I do not lie. I am a person. Miranda's going to be the hurry up. That's what they had to hurry me up a bit. And don't say yes.
Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you so much, Wendy. Enjoy the
rest of the show. And can I speak to the guy that was in
cameraman? He was the cameraman. Yes. Ken. Yes. You want to say goodbye to Ken?
Yes, and goodbye to you. Thank you so much. I've enjoyed it. I'm still really an actress at heart, but I'm really me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Bye, Wendy. I think you were very young.
I was.
You were very young.
You all were,
but he didn't produce Chris.
No.
Bye. And I'll blow you a kiss.
Thank you.
Bye, guys. Thank you very much.
Miranda.
Thank you so very much. Thanks, Ken.
He's the most important one. Bye.
Bye, darling.
Bye.